You're listening to the Sana Call-In program. If you have any queries whatsoever, 072-786-1548. Lines are also open on 011-854-1548. We have Mulana Ridwan with us on the line. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you this evening, Mulana?
Alhamdulillah, yourself, Mufti Sahab.
Alhamdulillah, all well. How has things been at Sana after the successful hosting of the AGM in Cape Town?
Alhamdulillah, like you said, the AGM was a success. Alhamdulillah, we had a good turnout. And in addition to that, there were a few educational drives that we undertook to mine various masajid, a few community programs, ulama program, as well as the ladies program. So that's all in all, I think we did manage to create some awareness and education in the field of halal. And therefore it was good to go down to Cape Town and have our AGM there.
So Sanha, being the South African National Halal Authority, do you operate across the country? What is the mandate?
Actually, just as our name suggests, South African National Halal Authority, we operate nationally. However, we have our main offices in three provinces, in Johannesburg, Durban, and Cape Town. Therefore, we rotate our AGM between those three major cities. In addition to that, we do have satellite offices in other parts of South Africa, and our operations, they run throughout the country, and in fact, into foreign countries as well. So maybe we need to look at the name national and change it to international. We have offices in Pakistan, and there's plants that we certify in neighboring countries, in Botswana, in Swaziland, Namibia, etc., and even Dubai, Oman, etc. Those countries have also approached us for certification in West Africa. We certified a few plants in Ghana, and yes, our operations not only national but international. Alhamdulillah.
JazakAllah khair for giving us the insight on that. Moving on to the queries. If you have any queries, 072-786-1548. We do have a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you, bhai?
Alhamdulillah, yourself.
Okay, I want to know from the Sana people about Melrose cheese spread. I believe it's mixed with some plastic bypass or something. I will listen on the radio. You got me?
Gee, we've got the question. Gee, as far as Mallow's cheese is concerned, no, it's not mixed with any plastic or any non-halal ingredients. The Mallow's cheese range, obviously the bacon flavor being a flavorant that has a name that is obviously offensive, we would not approve that particular variant. But as far as the slices are concerned, the spread, the wedges, the sweet milk, the cheddar, etc., those are all halal. There's no problem with it, and definitely no plastic mixed with it.
Okay, JazakAllah khair for that. Mora, also at the AGM, I'm sure we touched on it last week, there's a community award given to a community leader and welfare worker, Brother Tahir Levy. What is that all about?
What we generally do at our AGMs is from the community where our AGM is being held, we try and acknowledge and, you know, as a token of appreciation, we try and give an award or a token of appreciation in a small gift, etc., and to honor such people in the community who have served and dedicated themselves and given many years of service to the community. This has been taking place for several years at our AGMs. And alhamdulillah, this year in Cape Town, Brother Tahir is a brother who was a very, very senior personality, and, you know, I think he was turning 81 just in that week or within that month, a very vocal, well-known personality in Cape Town, has been doing community work for decades. In fact, in the early years, when the effort of Dawit and Tabligh started, he was amongst the first to join in that area. And so in recognition of the role that he has played in the community, in the development, the upliftment of the community, we thought it appropriate to, you know, ask him and try and recognize him. And so we called him up for a community award. Alhamdulillah, he is very sharp intellectually, and at the age of 80, he had the audience rolling with his jokes and his wit and pieces of advice. And so it was a very humbling experience. It was very motivating to see somebody of that age who has served for many, many decades and has given his life to the community. Like he mentioned, I've always said that they married in community of property, but the reality is that he is the property of the community, so much of service and dedication he has given. So, yes, that was an award that we felt would be appropriate.
We go back to the lines. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalam.
Wa alaikum assalam.
It must be sweet of gum, Ram.
Mr. Sweet of gum. The soft eating gum that are free from gelatin, those are halal. We consume them.
072-786-1548 if you have any callers. Another caller, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Which omega products are halal?
The Comega by Geolan, that is halal, as well as the VitaForce Omega variant, those are halal as well.
Okay, jazakallah, assalamu alaikum.
Jazakumullah khair for that. The next query is that I'd like to know if Cornetto ice cream made in the UK is halal.
As far as Cornetto is concerned, we only certify the ones made in South Africa. They will carry our logo. When the ice cream products are being looked at for halal suitability, we advise consumers, please look for the Sanha logo on such products. Where the logo appears, and obviously those would be certified by us. What happens is a lot of variants are imported because they are multinational companies. Those would not have the Sanha logo, and we unfortunately cannot give any assurances on this product. So the ones made in the UK, regrettably, we don't have any details on it.
The next query, and this is with regards to, okay, let us first go to the callers. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. I'm calling to ask about Albert Hagen filled fruit gum, strawberry and raspberry flavor.
Do you have any idea where that product is made?
No.
Okay, maybe we can give our officers a call tomorrow on 0861-786-111. We can try and follow up on that, because unfortunately that product does not seem, that product is not familiar. Would require manufacturer details in order to query it.
Inject Doritos beef flavor.
The Doritos, all the flavors are halal.
Jazakallah.
Jazakallah khair for that. Okay, now we go on to some of the messages. Cocoa Pops and Beacon Bites. The black jacket. The black packet.
Beacon Bites, the non-meat variants are approved. As far as Kellogg's products are concerned, as we mentioned on numerous occasions, unfortunately, Kellogg's does not want to have anything to do with Sanha, so it makes it very difficult to comment on their products.
Then the next query coming through are Golden Cloud Snowflake. Okay, Golden Cloud Snowflake and Pillsbury Cake.
The Golden Cloud and Pillsbury Cake mixes are halal. The Snowflake variants, unfortunately, we don't have information. We had contacted the manufacturer who, unfortunately, was not willing to give us details.
Then they're saying, what about the pancake mixes?
If it's the Golden Cloud one, it's fine. There's no problem with it.
Okay, Jazakumullah khair for that. 072-7615-48. M&M chocolates.
M&M chocolates. The ones made in Malaysia, those are halal. The ones made in China, unfortunately, there are no details that have come out of China with regards to that.
Call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. Is Rascals sour and normal and cherry halal?
Rascals are not approved by Senha. They contain bovine gelatin derived from non-halal slaughtered animals.
And Skittles?
Skittles are not approved. They contain an ingredient called carmine, which is an insect dye. Therefore, those are not approved.
Okay. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
072-786-1548. That is the number to call if you have any queries. The next one is the Nestle Bawan cereal.
Nestle Bawan cereal is certified by Senha.
If you'd like to send a message, WhatsApp number 072-786-1548. And the next one that comes through is the Baker's Romani creams.
Baker's Romani creams are halal suitable, you may consume them.
And then Pringles?
Pringles, we approve the non-meat variant, so the original salt and vinegar, the creamy cheddar, etc. Those ones are all fine.
072-786-1548, that is the number to call if you have any queries this evening, and if you have any issues that you'd like to raise with regards to some of the products that Senha certify. One of the next one is with regards to the difference between certification and approval.
When we mention that something is certified by Senha, then it would refer to the aspect of a formal registration with Senha, whereby a full disclosures of a product is made, the entire process, the flowchart, etc., the manufacturing facility is audited, and this happens on a continuous basis where we would go and do audits, etc., at such a facility. And thereafter, we would, if everything is, does meet halal standards, we would certify it as halal. They would be permitted to use the halal logo. So certification basically means that a company has met the standards in order to use our halal logo on such products. When we do an approval of products, what happens is that many a times we do not have a formal agreement with a particular company, and so we don't do audits at such facilities because there is no agreement to do that. You cannot just walk into any place and start auditing them. What happens is, especially in medication or products that are very commonly used, people would query from us, is this product halal or not halal? Now, what we would do is that because we have the resources and because we have the teams that are able to evaluate ingredients and sift through information, instead of the consumer querying from the pharmaceutical company, for example, we would take that responsibility, send them the relevant questions, ask for documentation, etc. And once that has been received, we'd evaluate it. If it has been found to meet halal standards and there's nothing objectionable about it, we would inform consumers. Ultimately, it's left with the consumer. If they would like to, you know, rely on that and accept it as halal, they may do so. If they would like not to accept it, then they also have that prerogative. So our approval of something would be that in terms of the information that we have received, product is deemed halal suitable.
Jazakallah for the detailed explanation. We go back to the lines. We do have a caller on the line.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Manana, is chicken licken in Mora Vassal halal?
Chicken licken, unfortunately, is not certified by Senha. We don't have any agreement whatsoever, so unfortunately, that is not certified.
Jazakallah.
JazakAllah khair for that. The next one, you did touch on the Melrose story. There's another one coming through. Melrose wedges and slices suitable?
Gee, those are both fine.
Then is the Oreo Silken Marvelous Creation chocolate halal?
The Marvelous Creation is halal. The Silken, those are imported Cadbury chocolate, which we do not have details on, unfortunately.
072-76-1548 if you have any queries, if you'd like to call into the program. More on the next one, I'm not sure what brand is this. He's saying that is the Kisses from Halal.
I'm also not sure. They could either be referring to maybe the Hershey's Kisses chocolate, or they could be referring to the Italian ice cream Kisses. Either way, we'd have to know which one they're querying and which company. If it's the ice cream, which company are they querying?
Okay, so they're going to give us further clarity on that issue. Now, the next one, more with regards to the, it's an energy supplement, and it's called Optimum Nutrition BCAA. Any information on that?
Unfortunately, no. Offhand, I don't have details on that. We'd ask the consumer to give us a call and we'll try and check on our database if there is any information on that.
Okay. We go back to the lines. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. And yourself?
Alhamdulillah. I want to know if Magnum ice cream is halal.
Magnum ice creams that are made in South Africa, those are halal. As far as the imported ones are concerned, those ones we don't have any details.
Oh, the South African halal.
Actually, the ones made in South Africa are halal.
Okay, JazakAllah.
JazakAllah khair for that. The next one is the KFC in Sherwood, Durban halal?
Again, we don't have any association with KFC, so unfortunately we have not certified any of their stores.
Is Clorets chewing gum halal, the Chicks and Dentine?
Clorets, you can have all except the pure flavor, P-U-R-E, that one there has gelatin. The Chicks range is halal, and as far as Dentine is concerned, there are a few variants which are not approved. Those would be the white peppermint, the spearmint, and the strawberry passions.
JazakAllah khair. The next one is, are there any halal food places in Balito and Stanga area?
In Balito, there isn't anything that's certified by Senha. As far as Stanga is concerned, I can't remember if we have certified any particular restaurant or entity. I'd have to check up and advise next week on that.
Well, that's where we leave it for this evening. JazakAllah khair. Perhaps you can leave us with the contact details.
They may contact our helpline on 0861-786-111. Our helpline email address is helpline@senha.org.za. Twitter handle @senha_halal. And our Facebook page, South African National Halal Authority. Our website address, www.senha.org.za.
JazakAllah khair for your time this evening. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yeah, so that is where we leave it for the Sanha call-in program. Someone sending a message through with regards to the matric thing, saying that still remember when my daughter matriculated in 2010, and you interviewed her the day when the results came through. Alhamdulillah, she will be completing her fifth year of medicine. Time really flying. means I'm more than 5 years at the radio station. Anyway, another one says that my advice to all matriculants is start your paper with Bismillah and end off with Alhamdulillah. Start off with Bismillah and end off with Alhamdulillah. So those are some of the messages that have come through. Jazakumullah khair to all those who contributed to the program. Now, this evening, a variety of issues that we put out to you and everyone contributing on the issues. Until we meet again tomorrow afternoon, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.